Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 14th June 2021. Top stories for today: Malaysia's new COVID-19 cases have declined below 5,000 for the first time in almost a month, with 4,949 infections logged in the last 24 hours. Selangor is in the lead with 1,523 new cases, followed by Sarawak with 744 cases and Kuala Lumpur with 503. Meanwhile, Johor logged another 430 infections, Negeri Sembilan with 323 and Sabah with 273. The Kuala Lumpur High Court today ordered Dato Sri Najib Razak to pay 1.6 billion ringgit in taxes and late payment penalties claimed by the government. High Court Judge Dato Ahmad Bache dismissed Najib's application to temporarily suspend a 2020 court order, including the stay application by him, and also required him to pay legal costs of 15,000 ringgit. Health Minister Dato Sri Dr. Adam Baba earlier today said that records from the Ministry of Health for the epidemiology week 23 shows about 107 out of 153 new COVID clusters detected were from workplaces. However, Dr. Adam also said that the 153 new clusters also represented a 4.9% decrease from the previous week. On the international front, G7 leaders demanded a full and thorough investigation of the origins of the coronavirus in China and agreed to step up their production and delivery of COVID-19 vaccines around the world. The G7 also called for a transparent, expert-led phase 2 COVID-19 origin study, including in China, to be convened by the World Health Organization. Meanwhile, according to experts, the plan to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses by G7 to poorer countries will have limited impact because it includes some previous pledges, but it still offers a small lifeline to a global vaccine buying system. And in Thailand, confusion hits the recently launched coronavirus vaccination campaign after at least 20 hospitals in Bangkok postponed the COVID-19 jab appointments set for this week, citing delays in vaccine deliveries. However, Bangkok Governor Aswin Kwan Wong said there had been some technical errors in the delivery of vaccines and the city had notified those who registered between June 15 to 21st. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.